Life Audio.
You're listening to Everyday Prayers with Million Praying Moms, where we're dedicated to helping moms pray God's word for their families in the areas they need it most. I'm your host, Brooke McLaughlin. Over the last decade, we've helped thousands of moms make prayer a priority for their families. Our mission is to help you do the same. Prayer is not a last resort. It's our first and best response to the challenges of parenting, a partnership for the hearts of our children that God invites us into. Today's devotion and prayer is by Suzanne Goslin. To learn more about Suzanne, get a downloadable prayer guide to help you follow along with this month's prayers, and the devotions and prayers from this month in written form, visit today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. After this short word from our sponsors, we'll pray God's word together for our families.
Is it hard to spark meaningful conversations with your kids? Whether you're a homeschool hero, planning activities for the next family vacation, or simply gathering around the dinner table, we've got something that can help. Introducing the Daily Family Conversation Starter by best-selling author Katie Clemens. This remarkable book offers 365 imaginative ways to connect with your children in just 5 minutes each day, with prompts like, "Who made you laugh today?" or "What would you do if you had a tail?" These simple questions open up a world of laughter, curiosity, and deeper connections. From dinner time to sleepy time, the Daily Family Conversation Starter is your key to creating memories that will last a lifetime. Don't wait to transform your family's daily routine into an adventure of discovery and fun. Grab your copy of the Daily Family Conversation Starter today, wherever books are sold.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." John 3:16 is probably the most well-known Bible verse of all time. Children memorize it, street corner preachers put it on signs, quarterbacks write it on their eye black. Most of us can easily rattle it off without giving much thought to its meaning. God loved us so much that he was willing to make the ultimate sacrifice to save us from death and give us eternal life. A Christian friend once told me that motherhood is a season of sacrifice. As moms, we set aside many of our own desires to nurture and care for our children. But the sacrifices I make pale in comparison to the sacrifice my Savior made for me. Isaiah 53, 3-4 describes it vividly. "He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering." Jesus' sacrifice wasn't a Hallmark movie. People despised him. He was a man of suffering, familiar with pain. He was afflicted, pierced, crushed for our iniquities, all so that we could have peace with God. While we were sinners, Jesus willingly died in our place to take our punishment. I'm reminded of the popular worship chorus, "Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me?" It is extraordinary that Jesus, God in the flesh, would make this level of sacrifice for me. And because God raised him from the dead on the third day, Jesus' sacrifice was sufficient for all time to all who believe. Think of the sacrifices you are making in your daily life. Waking up early to pray for your kids, forgoing the extras to keep the family budget in check, doing a myriad of unseen and underappreciated tasks each day. Paul speaks these powerful words about sacrifice in Philippians 3:10. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Motherhood is a season of sacrifice. It's also a season of identifying with Christ and his sufferings and experiencing resurrection. Let's pray for our children. Jesus, thank you for your sacrifice. The depth of your love is impossible for me to fathom. Though my sacrifice pales in comparison to yours, I pray I would know you better through suffering. Help me take up my cross daily and follow you. I pray I would never lose sight of the great gift of salvation purchased for me through your sacrifice. I love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you love praying together with us on the Everyday Prayers podcast, consider supporting the show with a $5 monthly donation through Patreon. When you join, you automatically receive a new, downloadable, scripture-inspired prayer calendar every month, plus the devotions and prayers from this month in written form. Learn more in today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. Till next time, friends, the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.